about volcanoes, there are lots of volcanoes on this planet. So now, volcanoes are very, very, are the worst things on Earth. But now I bet you're thinking of something. We call it lava, molten rock. Molten rock is a lot of, is lava. It's lava for, well, now I bet you're thinking of lava is very hot. But how hot is lava? It's over 1,000 degrees Celsius. Some volcanoes ooze. Other volcanoes explode. About molten lead, it's liquid. It flows just like lava, just like magma. No matter how long we let sit there, it just sits there. It doesn't boil. It won't overheat and blow its top. But here's boiling water. It's only 100 degrees Celsius. The lead is 300 degrees Celsius. We let it sit there long enough. And then it blew up. That's because the water turns to steam. Water vapor. A gas. It could expand. The lead's still just sitting there. But take a look. So as you can see here, volcanoes can tear down an entire forest. But that mountain that tore down the forest blew its top. It's Mount St. Helens. Well, volcanoes come in different shapes, depending on how they're formed. The shield volcano is formed by hot lava that flows down the sides quickly. The lava comes out hot. That's why this volcano is sort of flat, like a shield. And next, there's cinder cone volcano. It erupts explosive cinder, ash. So it ends up tall. It's sort of flat on top. So there's a third shape. It's like a combo of the other two. Call it stratocone. Sometimes it spews lava, and other times, cinders and ash. Stratocone is tall, a symmetrical cone shape. So there you have it. Here's your three flavors of volcanoes. Shield, cinder cone, and stratocone. By the way, and here is what we call, and this is on the Pacific Ocean. On the Pacific Ocean floor, there is a magma plume on the Pacific Ocean floor, and now, what we call a magma plume, and just then, the pressure builds. The plume punches through. Then the plate moves. The pressure builds, and the plume punches through again. The plate moves some more. The plume punches through. So that's why the plume punches through all the time. And there's some volcanoes that may never erupt again. These are called extinct volcanoes, like Mount Kenya in Africa. It hasn't erupted in a few years, so as you can see, it was very great. So Mount Kenya is extinct, so you can be able to build a house on it. It'll probably be okay for centuries. A volcano hasn't erupted in a thousand in a in for years for a lot of years is called dormant, like Mount Rainier in Washington State. It's just sleeping. There's no magma flowing right now, but Ecclesia just snap out of its nap and you probably just shouldn't build a house there. Then, of course, here's everyone's favorite, the active volcano. And it's always shaking and rumbling or shooting off steam or erupting. If you do not want to build a house right there. Well, there you have it, guys. That's how volcanoes are formed. So have a great year. Happy summer.